You know,
What did
Mazda.
you do? What did you
That.
do?
Well, a friend of mine was calling me. There was a mass shooting in Maine, 22 people dead, and
Oh, shit.
he tried calling me, and I went to go hang up on him, and I must have hung up because I'm getting texts like crazy. It was a mass shooting in Maine. They got pictures of the guy, and he's still on the loose, apparently. So, 22
You want to
dead,
know
three.
how?
No. I just, because, everybody's got to call me to let me know what's going on. Like I'm not going to see the news. But it's going to be another shit show about the whole 2A thing, because it looks like he's got an AR-15 in his hands with a scope and the whole nine. He looks ex-military, too.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. You can tell just by the way the photos he was showing, it just he had a look of some kind of training. So this is my prayers go out to those families. If there was one person that had a gun where he went, because Maine's very strict on their gun laws, maybe somebody else would have stopped him before 22 people got killed. But
What
unfortunately, it doesn't
the
look that
fuck
way.
is wrong with people?
I don't know. But he has a determined look on his face, and he had his trigger finger the way you would train not to accidentally shoot, trigger with the trigger finger up
Yeah.
and away from the trigger
Yeah, I know.
for the
And
trigger
we do
guard.
that.
Yeah. So it's a bad one, and he's still on the loose. But the town apparently has only got 35,000 people, so it's a small town. And I know there's a lot of hunters up there, so hopefully somebody could take this guy out, or the cops could take him out.
I
Ugh,
hope
I
the
hate when.
hunters do.
Say again?
I said I hope the hunters do before the cops get to them.
Well, we'll see what happens. This will be
So that way
another.
they can stop it from getting any worse.
Yeah, this will be another one of those. It'll be on the news, and how everybody they want to take everybody's guns away from them again. It's not the
You know
gun.
what's
I
weird?
keep telling people, it's the fucking maniac behind it.
It's not the people, it's the, I mean, it's not the guns, it's the people that kill.
Well, my thing about this, and this is a tragedy, obviously, but all right. So if somebody kills somebody for mowing down, and they're drunk and they're driving, they rob and they kill somebody. Do you take everybody's cars away from them because one guy went out there and used his car to kill somebody? Do you take everybody's cars away? You wouldn't do that, right?
No.
Okay, so what's the difference here? So this maniac gets a hold of a gun. I mean, look at a guy that in Milwaukee took out how many people he killed with the car going through that parade. Did they scream, "Let's take everybody's car away from us"? He killed how many people with that car? Nobody said a
Yeah.
word about taking cars away from people, but you're going to see people screaming now, "Oh, we got to take everybody's guns away." Well, you have to get it from my cold, dead hands before you take my guns away. Oh, shame. Anyway, it's getting
Well,
late here in the left coast, or the right coast, I should say. If you're looking at the map, you're on the left coast.
shut up.
Well, I meant as in positioning wise.
I don't exist at the moment until I move to Florida or Texas or, your side of the world right there. I don't exist
Yeah.
at the moment.
Well, I call it the United States of Florida because,
United States or the Florida.
United States of Florida because, I traveled up to New York in August, and I couldn't believe how everything changed. My whole neighborhood, everything's just, it's just total shit show up there. Total crap, I was
Yeah.
in Miami yesterday. It's a blue city, right? Run by Democrats. And the streets were just, it was disgusting. I'm like, how do people live like this? And I was like, let me just get back to where this civilization, and it's run by, red
Normal people.
politicians. And yeah, well, you want to let shit happen and let people get away with stuff. And this was what's going on. People are looting, because they won't allow them to stop them. And if it's under $1,000, I saw a video yesterday of three kids in a fucking store just standing there, filling shit up in their bag and going. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? And then the guy that's stealing shit is filming the guy filming them. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So, you know, over here, if you go to like a CVS store or Walgreens, I don't know if you guys have that in Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Both of them. They're always next to each other, too.
Yeah. So apparently they're not allowed to do anything to the shoplifters.
No.
Do you know how many times I have been at the counter at the register when they're bringing my stuff up to pay for it, to actually freaking pay for it, because I don't believe in stealing. And then I watch these people with backpacks full of stuff walking out, ding, 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 ringing, you know.
Just walk and out.
Right. And the workers just look and they're like, oh, well, there's nothing we could do about it. I'm like, I'm sorry. Let's rewind for a minute. You're telling me that I can bring a backpack, fill it up with stuff, walk out, and you're just going to shrug your shoulders while I'm here paying at the counter? Like, how does that work?
Well, it doesn't. This goes to prove how twisted this world is, has gotten. It's all to do with the lawmakers and the politicians that allow it. So, and the DAs and the spineless police chiefs that they hire. That's what it all boils down to.
They're ridiculous. Yeah. They're freaking ridiculous. Somebody broke into my, I had a shed in my back house, and my cameras caught it. I mean, nowadays you have to have security cameras. And about 2 years ago, my cameras caught this guy, homeless guy, going and breaking into one of my sheds, taking a red luggage out with, you know, I had some expensive stuff in there, walking out with it. Of course, luckily, the cops caught it. They brought my shit back. And then they're like, would you like to press charges on him? I'm sorry, what? No, let me throw a party because he came and did all that. No, you're going to press charges. Unfortunately, I mean, lucky for me, he had other warrants and, I mean, you know, all this criminal shit that was going on with him. And luckily, like, once he was on probation, so he did violate the probation. He went back in for a while after that. But that was a time when I had to go to Wisconsin for a case that I was working on. And I was like, the detective called me and he was like, well, this is the court date. This is, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm already booked. I can't come to court. Well,
yeah, let him go.
No, they did not. Luckily, he said there's other criminal charges. They were looking for this guy. They were actually looking for him. And the fact that he was on probation, parole, I don't know what the hell he was on. They said that he would have gotten minimum, unless other people came in and you know, talked about it and said shit, minimum of 3 years. And yeah, I was like, okay, that works for me.
Yeah. But still, I mean, how many times you got to get arrested before something happens?
Registered sex offenders only get a slap on their wrist, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole nother beast.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother set of issues.
I'm not surprised. And luckily for us, yeah, Nevada is a blue state. But luckily for us, we have stand our ground rights. So,
yeah.
You know, I had a stalker.
We have the castle doctrine here. We have the castle doctrine here.
Right.
I mean, nobody has to be armed. They come into your house. That's it. They're gone.
Exactly. I had a stalker, which, again, my cameras caught. For a while, some lady wearing all dark, like black from head to toe hoods and all the shit, she came and she was just like staring on the lower part of my house, like looking up at my bedroom window. Okay, fine. You're just looking, whatever. You can't see anything in there anyway, so whatever. Then one day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she decides to come onto my property and start throwing rocks at my kid's window. And again, this
Really?
goes back to mama bear, you know, my claws came out. So I grabbed my nine. I ran outstairs and put it right in fucking face. And I was like, hey, you're on my property. You know, you did all this shit you did before. I didn't care. But now you're crossing the line because now you're throwing shit on my kid's window. You have less than a second to leave before you fucking get, you know, taken out in a body bag. Because, again, we have the right to stand our grounds on our property.
Make your peace with God.
Huh?
Like I said, make your peace with God because you're about to meet him.
Exactly. She never came back after that, ever. I mean, she ran. I've never seen somebody run that fast before.
Well, you know the old saying, you get further with a kind word and a gun than just a kind word.
Yeah. She did not come back. So, I mean, I don't like to hurt people, but when you cross the line, you cross the line. And I'll give you one chance, one warning. That's it. Fair warning. You don't take it, you're going to pay the consequences.
Absolutely. I got a sign outside that door, you know. Don't worry about the dog. Worry about the owner.
Yep.
And I don't have a dog anymore. But
hey, you know what? My dog's about to have puppies. I'll send you one.
Yeah. Well, my lifestyle doesn't, unfortunately. You know.
You're too busy.
I miss having a dog, but it is what it is. So it's one of those things where, you know, I never didn't have a dog till I got divorced the first time. And then, you know, things happen and had a dog again in my life. And then now the dog's gone. So, but I still see pictures of him. So that's one good thing.
Yeah. Like I said, if you ever need one, let me know. It's a pit bull and German Shepherd mix. I have both parents. I mean, they're on my video. If you want to see, you can. But it's one of those white German Shepherds. You know, the rare ones, the very expensive ones. Yeah.
They shed a lot, those dogs, yeah.
Not what they do, but guess what? A few days ago, I took him to a groomer down the street. And the way this dog looks right now is like a little tiny. He completely changed. There's no hair on him. It's like shaved completely down. You can see the first layer, not the 3-4 layers that they have. And it's a freaking miracle. You cannot. This dog, he will shed a little bit, but not as much as he used to. And yeah, German Shepherds do shed a lot. But
yeah,
he's been trimmed down.
I grew up with Shepherds. That was my father's dog.
I love German Shepherds.
Well, we always had two or three dogs in the house, but one of them was always a Shepherd. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We've had Shepherds. I've had Shepherds all my life. They're really good dogs.
Do you have any more questions for me? Because it's getting late here on the right coast.
Oh, it's past your bedtime.
Yeah, I got to be up at 6, so yeah, it's way past my bedtime. I'm an old man. I like to go to bed early.
Hey, I'm joining the club. I like to go. You know what I love more than anything? Taking naps.
Oh,
if I could take naps again, that would be the best thing in the world.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll come home after being out all morning doing something. I'll come home, just sit on the couch, and all of a sudden I'm out cold for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, well, that felt good. I got my second wind.
Lucky you. We need to switch lives once in a while.
No, I'm good. Living alone has got its perks. No, I'm good.
Oh, what I would pay to have peace and quiet again.
Yeah, it's nice to you know, not hear nagging, so it's all good.
Yeah, I've always said the only time I will ever have peace and quiet is when I retire.
There you go.
Yeah,
I said that when I retired, when I was 42, but that didn't work out.
No. I mean, we still have to work. I have a feeling I've told this all my life is I have a feeling I'm going to work until I'm on my deathbed. And then I'm going to have somebody walk up and say, Monica, I know you're about to take your last breath, but can you please help me on this one thing? I'm like, no, not butt, shove it up your ass. I'm about to die. I think the only time I'm gonna end up resting is when my body's at rest, hopefully. One day.
One day.
One day. Hopefully not anytime soon, but one day. But thank one you day. So much for agreeing to come on again. I do appreciate it a lot. And
thanks for having me.
Of course. Keep us updated, or keep me updated. If there's, you know, hopefully Dead Files comes back, because enjoy the show. Like, I personally enjoy the show. Like, I really do, because I see the authenticity and I see the reality of what's going on. And I think that's what everybody needs to, you know, I think that's what gravitates everyone's attention, because you see the raw reaction of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Know, and I'm proud of the show and what we created. So, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's something I'm passionate about. But you know what? Unfortunately, and I hate to say it again, but people in the network, they don't care about, I really don't think networks care about fans, about anything. All they care about is the bottom line. And I get it, it's a business. But when our ratings are as high as they are, it makes no sense why you wouldn't continue a show that has high ratings. You know, they're trying to reinvent the wheel. And it's with every network. They're all doing the same thing. They're trying to reinvent the wheel. And it's just, you know, things fall by the wayside because of that way of thinking.
Maybe we need to petition it back.
Well, let me know. Let me know if that works out, because, you know, I can use a job. I don't have to go work in public stocking shelves.
Absolutely. No, I mean... You cracked me up. Absolutely. Yeah, everybody that's watching and listening and tuning in, you guys all, is it okay if I put a poll on it? Like, if I do a poll and be like, should Death House continue or not?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be a good poll.
Okay, I'll do that. But people need to, you know, be able to watch things that are reality, that's real, instead of I'm not even going to go there with the other shows. But, you know, he's the real deal. Homicide detective. You know, I'm not going to say ex-homicide, because you're always going to be a homicide detective. You're always going to be a detective, period.
Yeah, true that.
It's in your DNA. It's not past tense. It's detective, period. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I still run my life like somebody's gonna, you know, there's always, I still act like I'm very diligent, I should say, vigilant. Vigilant's the word I like to use. My vigilance is always at 110%. So I'm not as quick as I used to be, but quick enough.
Hey, stop discrediting yourself, because you know, the questions that you ask is the same thing that a real person watching it would be like, hey, let's go ahead and ask these questions, but then you do it for us. So you are a good detective. You always look from inside, I mean, outside of the box, inside, and you're like, hey, this is what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So you are a good detective, whether it's homicide, whether it's paranormal, no matter what it is, you have those common sense and instincts that people like to see.
That.
Absolutely. And that's what I feel like the show makes it more interesting, because you see the reality and the real reactions to yours versus some other shows that I've seen. Again, I'm not naming them, but I'm just like, okay, you know, am I going to spend my time watching this show or waste it on something else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do a lot of channel surfing.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the difference between Dead Files and other shows. And regardless of what other shows you might be on, if it's not Dead Files, it's something else. Just the fact that we see the authenticity in your work, in your reactions, Yeah, we always have to go in as a skeptic until proven otherwise, and that's what makes it real.
Yeah, and that's the credibility part of our show, which I think really, people can appreciate that it's not all. Like, I'm
Right.
not knocking any of the shows, but like, we're not running around like little girls screaming at a noise in the night and, blaming the devil.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny you said the devil because every time I see all these other shows, the devil pops up in their ghost reader or whatever. And I'm like, listen, the devil does not split himself into 1,000 different places at the same time. Like, shut up. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Stop blaming the devil just because you're in this predicament you put yourself into. And then, oh my God, shut up. Just shut up.
My whole point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've always said
Well,
that. So, me being a psychic medium, I can vouch for it. Being in a paranormal field for so many years, I can vouch for it. The devil's not there into 1,000 different places at the same time. And number two, there's imitators out there that would be like, "Oh, well, it's a demon or demonic attachment or whatever the case." And sometimes it's psychological. Sometimes people need to see a therapist because there's nothing personal or not personal, paranormal going on with them. So,
Oh,
and that's what these shows are for.
100%. But that doesn't mean there's not legitimate shit going on, which,
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what the shows are for. That's what Death Battles mainly, my personal favorite. That's why I reached out to you because I mean, you think I'm going to waste my time going with other people and other shows if I feel like their credibility is down to shit? No. It's the
No.
fact that, if
Good
I
for
see
you.
something authentic and they're not copying each other and they're actually, you doing your part and the psychic medium doing their part, no matter who it is, Cindy, Amy, whatever, whoever, it's the fact that you guys compare the cases together and you get to the bottom of it and be like, hey, guess what? This is what's going on. And you confirm each other's cases. You know what I'm saying? Like you confirm it. With what you found, with what they found, it becomes a whole and it's a confirmation, hey, this is exactly what's going on. Not just a guessing game that a lot of people play.
Right.
You know what I
That's
mean? I
serious business too.
Exactly, because this is these are real cases, these are real people. We're not playing any guessing games in the field. And if you're gonna have shows where you're gonna add drama to it, and that's my ideal thing too. Like when I do my videos and shows and investigations, there's no drama added to it. There's either, hey, there is something paranormal going on. If not, I'm gonna let you know there's nothing going on. Period. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? And these are real cases, real people's lives that you guys deal with every time you film. And people need to understand that. To be respectful you guys prove your cases out every time. So there's nothing left to say about that, but I don't know how much, how important I am out there, but I personally say it is real, it's authentic, especially seeing the clients' faces and their reactions to what's going on, especially when you and Amy or Cindy now confirm it. You
Oh,
can't
yeah.
do anything any more real than that. You can't get any more real than that. You know what I
No,
mean?
no. And I wouldn't be part of something that wasn't real. So that's the other point of the whole thing. Some people just want to be on TV, but they don't have any morals or any scruples when it comes to just being on TV. They don't want to be real about things. They just want to, and that's my biggest thing about some of these shows. You could tell these guys, they just want to be on TV. They don't really care. They're just trying to do their thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, I ain't gonna mention any names or any shows, but
No, me neither.
we see it all.
Yeah.
But
It's out there. And I've been
well, I
approached
appreciate.
by a couple of producers the last few years too. They're like, well, we would like to do a show with you. And one of the producers actually became a client because they had some shit going on with them too, and we became really good friends. But the funny thing is, they were like, "Oh, well, you know, we just need to add a little bit of extra drama." I know what happens behind the scenes. Mm. You know, I've been in the entertainment business for a very long time myself. I've been in the industry for a very long time, pretty much since I was like 14, 15 years old doing modeling before until I became this person in the paranormal field. I know how it works. You know what I'm saying? Without saying too much, I know how it works. But if you're going to approach me with a show idea, please don't say, let's go ahead and add drama to it. Because the paranormal itself, solving a case itself, is enough drama for people to see.
Well, you know,
if you add shit to it, I'm not a cartoon character. You know what I mean?
Producers are going to be producers. That's their job. That's what they do. You know?
Yeah.
They're a different beast. They're a different people.
Right. And we're not cartoon characters. We don't, you know. No. Everything is reality. What happens, happens. And it's up to you if you choose to get the help that you need or not. But,
right.
You know, people are not responsible or in charge to judge a show unless they know if it's real or not. And to be honest, like I said, Dead Files, and I don't kiss ass. I'm not kissing ass because Steve is on my show right now. I'm just saying in general, the reason why I reached out to Steve 3 years ago is because I saw the reality of what's going on with people. And that's who I, you know, the type of people I personally work with as well, to get their natural reaction, the real stuff that's going on. And, you know, and it is what it is.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. Believe me, that's the way it should be.
But absolutely.
Anyway, love, well, it was a pleasure being on your show again. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for the kind words. And you have
absolutely. Thank you for hopping on and talking to me for a while. We always have fun. We always have a good time.
Yeah, and it goes fast.
Yeah, it does. But all right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. And hopefully it doesn't take another 3 years for Steve to just come on and hang out and chit chat. And hopefully Dead Files comes back. If not, we would love to see you on another show if you want to do that. But I hope it happens. I mean, who doesn't like to see your face on TV anyway, right?
Well, I don't want to see my face, but if the fans enjoy it,
we all see it.
Well, thank you again. It was great talking with you. And let's not waste 3 more years to do it again.
Absolutely. We'll definitely keep in touch. And thank you guys all for listening and tuning in. And we will see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.